Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Gary Moore back on the show. Gary's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, the founder of the Financial Seminary, and the author of a number of books, including Faithful Finances 101, and one of my favorite three or four books in my library, Spiritual Investments, Wall Street Wisdom from the Career of Sir John Templeton. And he's our good friend Gary Moore. Welcome back.
Good to be with you, Jim.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. So, Gary, you and I are old enough to remember when David Stockman was Ronald Reagan's budget. What was he? His budget director? I've forgotten the exact title.
Budget director.
And we just come out of two recessions, 81 and 03. And he floated another recession idea out there, and he got called in the woodshed, didn't he? He got taken to the to the woodshed. And remind the audience what he said after that.
Well, the big picture, Stockman was a Republican. That's an important thing to remember. Congressman from Michigan, three-term, and he was known for fiscal responsibility.
Right.
He wanted to cut the welfare state and so on. And because of that, Reagan made him the budget director in the Office of Management and Budget, which is in the White House. And he predicted that because of Reagan's tax cuts, military spending, and failure to draw in the welfare state, that the budget deficit was going to grow and the federal debt was going to grow. And he got taken to the woodshed by Reagan, and he resigned, but he turned out to be right about what has happened.
Well, what he said was he used the word recession, as I remember, and he was told never to say that again. And so after that, he said whenever he wanted to say recession, he said banana.
Banana. That's
he said
correct.
I was never told. I was told to never say the word.
The word
the R word. So from now on, I'll just use the word banana, since nobody said I couldn't say that.
Right.
So he had a wry sense of humor.
Yeah, he's kind of been pessimistic. He's been wrong about the stock market for a long time.
But for a long time.
He will argue the reason that he was wrong is the irresponsibility of the Federal Reserve in buying all the treasury bonds and pushing interest rates down to a historically low level.
Right.
And he believes that's what we call quantitative easing, mm-hmm. by the way.
Which is what's been going on since 2008.
That's correct. And what the Fed does, the central bank, if it buys a bond, let's pretend I'm the central bank for a minute, mm-hmm. and I buy a bond from you, Jim, and you're on Main Street America, and what that does is put cash out there, and that stimulates the economy.
Right.
That's what the central bank's all about, and that's mm-hmm. what quantitative easing's all about. Stockman says that we are now moving into a period of quantitative tightening,
right,
where I will want to sell you my treasury bonds, which in turn will take a lot of cash off of Main Street.
Out of the market, which is one of the ways the Fed slows things down a little bit. As Chairman Miller said 40, I guess maybe 60 years ago, he said they take the punch away from the party, the punch bowl away from the party.
That's exactly right. You're supposed to spike it until everybody gets to feeling real good, and then you're supposed to take the punch bowl away.
Yeah.
But what Stockman is arguing right now very vehemently is that Washington is not taking the punch bowl away, that what they're doing is adding even more liquor to the to the punch, if you will.
Hmm.
He believes that
Washington is, I mean, Washington by spending the money and the tax cuts, but the Fed is going to try to do the opposite with their tightening.
Yeah, that's the tension that we have up there.
Right.
Physical expansion and monetary contraction. And he believes it's going to end up with what he calls yield shock of biblical proportion.
Yield shock.
Yes, what he's saying is that interest rates are going to rise very, very quickly, and it's going to cause a havoc in the home buying market, in the business community, and for all those people who have been borrowing a lot of money, counting on interest rates to stay so low.
Well, the key to all this is to make these adjustments very fine, very, very minutely and back and forth by both sides. And when we come back, I'm gonna explain an aviation term and compare it to what could happen here when we come back. The term is called porpoising. And so we'll do that when we come back after this break with our good friend Gary Moore. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.